Hey, family, welcome to the Daughter Podcast, a place that is dedicated to the total wellness of the total woman. My name is Samantha Grimes, and I'm a certified life coach and Christian counselor, a creator and the CEO of Samantha Grimes Life Solutions, LLC, a wellness company that offers a wide variety of coaching and counseling services. If you are interested in one-on-one or group services, please head to our website at www.sgls.info. Once again, that's www.sgls.info. And we look forward to working with you. All right, family. So before we get into today's podcast episode, number one, I'm so happy to be back, you guys. We took a brief break. I believe we stopped around, was it the beginning of the summer? May, I think we took a break and we took 2 months off. And so this is the beginning of season two. And I am so excited. So hello, I am so excited and so happy to be back. I have missed you. I have missed talking to you. I have missed sharing with you. And so, yeah, I want to hop in on some housekeeping things before we get into today's conversation. I want to get that out the way first and foremost. So number one, I want to share some goodies with you. Okay. So number one, if you are a fan of this podcast, some of you are faithful listeners and you have been watching your apps to see when we will be back with new episodes. And if you are, we love you guys so very much. If you're a fan, then you're going to love this. And if you're not a fan, but I have faith that you will be, then join our membership community. Family, we have a membership community, the Daughter Podcast membership community, and it is an opportunity for us to come together and to dialogue about all the different things that we talk about on this podcast. And many of you that are listening, the most that you can do is interact, is maybe leave comments if you're watching this on YouTube, or leave comments even if you're listening to on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, but that's the most you get to interact. But you, with a membership group, you get the opportunity to kind of, you know, ask more questions, get more engagement, as well as we don't just talk about the podcast episodes. We talk about all the things that go on in the lifestyle of truly being a daughter of God. That is its own journey. That's its own conversation. The natural circumstances, the spiritual circumstances, what that looks like, what that means, what it looks like to grow into that. We're all in it. And so I want you to join. You can easily do that. You can head to my Instagram at Samantha Grimes TV and click the link in the link tree and go ahead and pay your first membership installment, which is, I believe, is $40. And it'll come out automatically every month, so you don't have to think about it. And you will be a part of that community. And we will send you an email within 24 to 48 hours, pretty much letting you know all of the details of how to actually get inside of the program. And yeah, we would love to have you be a part of the family. So yeah, join our membership community, as well as I am the author of two phenomenal books that are necessary for your collection. Okay. The first one is called Feel So Good to Be Loved. That's 21 days of discovering the authentic love of God. Family, I've told this story before. But the Lord literally woke me up, and it, right, the book cover was right in front of my face, and it said, "Feel so good to be loved." And as I wrote it, the Holy Spirit just gave me revelation and really revealed to me how necessary this conversation is about the love of God. So many of us, we think our power is behind how much we love God, but the power is in how much God loves us. It's because he loved us first that it empowers us and it even teaches us how to love and how to love well back. It changes our life. It helps us tap into our identity. It creates a level of security. It restores the fight in you. It does all the things. Okay. And so I am a big pusher of this book. And I've gotten so many testimonies of different women who have used it, past clients, friends, complete strangers who have read this book, have enjoyed it. It has discussion questions after each day, which is really like a chapter, but each day. And it's really caused women to have conversations with God that maybe you never thought to have, to help deal with some things you did not know were hidden and help you break free in areas that you didn't know you needed it. So I highly, highly recommend this book, as well as my second book, which is Significant: Slaying the Demon of Low Self-Esteem and Tapping Back into Your Day One Significance. Family, this book is so vital and so important. So many of us are walking around and don't understand the significance of our existence, the significance of who we are in Christ Jesus. There's so many questions, so much just untruth out there, so many measuring sticks and stereotypes and pressures and things like that that just do not matter. And this book, I believe God created it as an aid and a source to really help point you back to the one who matters most. And so I recommend both of these books. They are available on Amazon.com and Kindle, okay? As well as, family, book a session with me. We actually have a sale going on right now. Let me check my phone so I can read this to you guys correctly, because I've already sent it out to my email list and I've already sent it out on social media. But yes, we have a back to school, back to you sale. Yes, it's back to school season. I'm definitely feeling it as a mom of a 5-year-old. We are getting ready for school. And a lot of families are, but even with the transition of your kids going back to school, this is the opportunity to get back to you. There are some things that maybe you haven't had a chance to really tend to or consider because you've been so focused on momming and dadding over the summer. And so this is a great opportunity, back to school, back to you sale. We are giving 15, you heard me correctly, 15% off of new and renewed contracts. Okay. And that's for all coaching and counseling services. Okay. And all the goodies that are on our website, you can have access to that. Okay. And so if you would like to book a free consultation, answer some questions, get some clarity, on that, and really, partake in this sale, please visit us on our website at www.sgls.info. Once again, that's www.sgls.info. And we look forward to working with you, okay? This sale will be over August 31st, 2024. Do not miss out. Do not miss out. And so something new actually that is on the horizon that I want to make sure that I let you in on. Family, so we launched our wellness product or product line. I don't even have a proper way of saying that. It's going to come together. But yeah, pretty much our wellness product line, and it is called Pampered Beauty. So family, true story, about 2 years ago, the Lord gave me a dream out of the blue, and in the dream it was the formulation for a hair and scalp oil. Now, many of you that know me personally know I have a thing about hair. I've had a thing about hair my whole life. Because of that love for hair, it's caused me to really learn a lot about my natural hair and to really take care of it and grow it. And I've done some natural hair care coaching, and I teach you guys about natural hair and how to take care of it and the health of your hair and the science of your hair, even on our YouTube channel. And that's just kind of been a thing. And I've gotten the opportunity to work with different brands and gotten the opportunity to, be an ambassador for different brands and all of that. It's fun. I mean, I enjoy it. But we thank God for heaven. We thank God for God. Okay. He gave me the formulation for something that we know is going to be good. See, when God gives us something, we know it's going to be everything. Okay. Versus maybe when somebody else creates something, we're kind of like, all right, let's hope this works out. And so God gave me this great oil. It is our eucalyptus and grapefruit hair and scalp oil. I have it in my hair right now. I use it on my daughter. I use it on my son. My husband uses it. Every day, I would say almost every day. Every day he puts it in his hair and in his beard, and he even told me he's been enjoying it. He even made me a nice little, you know, a reel where he was showing the men of God how he puts it in his beard. And listen, it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. And I want you to be able to participate in that. And so Pampered Beauty, because it's so, our wellness products are so unique than the rest of the products that we offer. It has its own Instagram page at Pampered Beauty 24. But you can also go to Samantha Grimes TV on Instagram and click the link for it in there as well. But both places you can access, it'll take you to Shopify and you can purchase it and it will be shipped to your house and you will have access to this incredible oil. I promise you it's going to be your best friend. It's an incredible product. Like I'm not saying this because the Lord used me to create it. I'm not saying this because that's how you market. Listen to me. When the Lord gave it to me, I started using it. I was so flabbergasted. I was like, oh my God, this is so good. Even the people that have gotten it are all immediately says, Samantha, it's so light. Cause sometimes you have hairstyles, you don't want your hair oil so heavy. You want it light enough to where it's making an impact on your hair. You know, you can use it for a hot oil treatment. You can use it in deep conditioning. You can use it on an everyday basis, but it's also light enough that your hair doesn't become a grease fire. It's not creating too much product buildup over time. And of course the Holy Spirit would consider that. And so it's an incredible product. And the smell, y'all, eucalyptus and grape. The smell is everything, you guys. It is healthy. It strengthens the strands of your hair. It generates hair growth. It generates a healthy scalp because a healthy scalp will generate hair growth. It just will. And so, you guys, it's perfect for putting on the ends of your hair, for sealing your hair at night. For all my naturalistas out there, because you know, we all understand that our ends of our hair are the oldest part of our hair. And so it's a phenomenal product. I would love to tell you that I'm just beating your head up. Okay. And I'm just, you know, just trying to just put you, it's an incredible product. It's an incredible product. I'm selling it right now for $10. Okay. The price of a hair and scalp oil on the market right now starts at like 12, 15 and up. I bought a hair oil. It was so small. It was like $24. It was so expensive. So $10 is a steal because natural hair products already are not cheap. So this is a steal, family. So grab hold of this. Head to at Samantha Grimes TV on Instagram or at PamperedBeauty24 on Instagram and grab hold of this product today. As well as anything else that you're interested in, sessions, books, community, whatever you're looking for, honey, we want to be a one-stop shop for you. So please come on in and join us, okay? We want to help you get well, i.e., a wellness company. So without further ado, I'm going to open us up with prayer and then we're going to get into it. You guys, I have my notes, you already know, but I really like to let the Holy Spirit speak. Okay. I'm going to just be very transparent. So we're on notes, hopefully, but wherever he leads us, that is where we're going to go. Okay. All right. Well, Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you so much. Father, you are beautiful. You're wonderful. You're holy. You're perfect. You're amazing. You're breathtaking. You're powerful. You're incredible. You're satisfying. You are the one, Father God, that completes us. You are the one that satisfies. You are the one that heals. You are the only one that truly matters. And right now, Father, we invite the Spirit of God afresh into this podcast episode. We know you're already here. You're already in us, but we invite you even the more. Lead the charge. You know the very information that your daughters and even your sons need to hear in this podcast episode. So I pray now for the anointing and the glory of the Lord to rest upon my tongue, to rest upon my words, to rest upon my notes. Let the anointing of a coach and of a counselor just rest upon my life in this moment. And I pray, God, let every person listening to this, Father God, be supernaturally impacted, cause their hearts to be open and conducive to what it is that you are saying and what it is that you are doing, Father God, through this episode. Let your daughters find encouragement. Let your daughters find clarity. Let your daughters find empowerment. Let your daughters find you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Let your glory rest upon it now. That your name, God, may be glorified. That the kingdom of God may be advanced. That your daughters' businesses may be blessed. And above all, they'll know how much you deeply love them. And how much you are enough. We love you, we honor you, and we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. All right, family, so I'm pulling my notes up here. All right, family, so we're having a really necessary conversation today. As you guys know, our last season, season one, our theme was beginning again. And so we talked so many different variables about beginning again in so many different areas of your life. There are going to be so many times in your life that you have to start from scratch, okay? You've been doing this forever, but now it's time to start anew, start afresh, okay? At some point in your life, you're going to have to become a freshman at something again, okay? And really working through that, really navigating that. And we talked about a lot of good things, and it was a powerful first season. I mean, God really, he did his thing. Okay. And so the Lord really led me for season two to talk about kingdom entrepreneurship. We are in a day and age where entrepreneurship is, popular is an understatement. And if we're honest, entrepreneurship never was unpopular, but because of social media, it's in your face. You know what I mean? Like, think about when we were growing up, how many people had mom and pop shops, how many people were, you know, freelance photographers or something like that. Like, people having their own business was always a great thing for our economy, great thing for our country, great thing for trade and scarcity. It's the great thing. And now it's really in your face. And so many people have gotten the entrepreneurship bug or been bitten or are called. And let me say this, you know, we talk about callings and we talk about fivefold offices and that's a calling. Okay. Being called to have certain roles in the church and in ministry, that's a calling. But motherhood and fatherhood is a calling. Okay. Certain friendships and relationships are callings, okay? And your career is a calling. Like, what you got to understand off the bat is that everything that is natural was first spiritual, okay? And so that means that even the career that the Holy Spirit is leading you into, it speaks volumes about who God has created you to be in the earth, who you are in spirit and spiritually. So if God is calling you into an entrepreneurial role, you are an entrepreneur, not just in the natural, but you're an entrepreneur in the spirit. Okay. And so when we have a conversation about kingdom entrepreneurship, how do I say, it's not the same conversation as entrepreneurship. Having a conversation about kingdom business is not the same conversation about business. I know maybe somebody has never said that to you before. Maybe you've never even considered that before. Maybe you hearing that is automatically a relief for you. Like, oh, thank you, God. Because I knew something was different. I knew something was off, but I couldn't, you know, wrap my head around. I couldn't get my fingers around. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. This is the mistake I made. Listen, when the Lord first called me into business full time, I was working for a private school. Actually, I was working in the education system and I was working at a private school and I was 8 months or so pregnant with my daughter, my oldest child. And I was not happy. But the thing is, I'm a great employee. I'm one of those people that can absolutely work for somebody else. I can. Any job I've ever had, I was good at it. Not because of whatever, but just grateful to have a job type of mindset. And money is a huge motivator, okay, for many people. When you got bills, you'll be a phenomenal employee, okay? But I remember when I graduated from college, mind you, I have degrees and so many different seeds that were sown into me about what I'm supposed to be doing. And the only thing I could think about was financial security. When I first graduated from college, I wanted a good, stable job. I wanted to not have to worry or not have to think about, you know, anything. Okay. And so I applied for jobs that weren't even in my degree field. I applied for jobs. It didn't matter to me. I figured, oh, I'll get into what I'm really supposed to do maybe later on in life. And that wasn't the proper mindset. Okay. So I got different jobs. I was a supervisor in one area of education. And then I left there after a year and I moved to another job where it was a more of a private school type of situation. And, I had no peace. I'm going to be very transparent with you. I had no peace. I mean, I remember just having days where I just started crying and I was like, Lord, what's wrong with me? And I just would feel this conviction of you're not where you're supposed to be. So you can't like force yourself to make it work. You can't force it. You know what I mean? But I was not willing to trust God on that level. I didn't see myself how he saw me in this arena. And this right here will preach. Some of you, God has called you to a place and you don't see yourself in that place yet. So because you don't see yourself, you don't ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, help me see what you see. No, you just say, I don't see it, so I'm not doing it. And sometimes God needs you to do it before you can see him. See, Jesus, he talked about in the scriptures, he talked about how it's better to believe without seeing than to believe and you've already seen. You know what I mean? And so there are some things that God is calling us to that he don't need you to see it. He don't need you to feel it. He don't need it to make sense. It's about full on trust. Do I believe that God's good thoughts toward me outnumber the sand? Do I believe that he wants to give me a hope and a future? Do I believe that his thoughts are higher than my thoughts and ways are higher than my ways? Do I believe that he knows better than I do? Do I believe that he thinks better than I do? Do I believe those things? And if you don't, then there you go. And as much as I thought that I believed that at that time, I did not. It was certain movies and shows I could not watch because when I watched it, I started to feel the conviction of what I'm called to do, but I'm not ready to step out yet. And listen, the checks were good. I was getting promoted quick. I'm going to be very transparent with you. I was getting promoted fast to supervisor position. So the checks were checking. They were growing. I had a new baby on the way. Are you crazy? You know, what do you mean? But I had no peace. And in that season, I learned how much more peace was more valuable than money. Okay. Peace was 10 times more valuable than money. And so after a while, it got too loud. And I quit my job. And I remember my husband was so happy for me. He was so happy for me because it was so crazy. Me and my husband were engaged. We were planning our wedding. The Lord gave him a dream about me doing this, what I'm doing right now. And he did not know anything about it. He didn't know. He was just like, yeah, I see you doing this and I feel like you're going to use your degree here. And then, cause I went and got certified to do what I do after college. That came later. So at this point, I did not know that one and one was going to equal two and that they were going to work together and they were going to, you know. And so I quit my job and I remember I called my husband and I actually quit my job on my birthday. It was a very hard birthday. Okay. And I was very, very, very pregnant with my daughter. And that was something different. I quit this job. It wasn't my birthday. I was just close to delivery with my daughter. I'm thinking about another birthday that was kind of rough and I was pregnant, but it was like, I had just got pregnant with her. So I wasn't there yet. Either way, keep up with the story, you guys. So anyway, I remember he was so happy for me because I was the type of person, I did not like to quit things. I work hard. I am loyal. I'm a great employee. I work with people well. I can have authority over me. Some people can lead me well. I'm not too full of myself. All of the things. And so, but I had no peace. That's the truth. I had no peace. I was not supposed to be there. And sometimes the enemy, he will make disobedience feel good. I mean, he'll make it feel cushy. He'll make it feel nice. He'll insulate that thing. Okay. And you have to be willing to step out to where it may feel a little cold, a little scary, a little lonely. And it's obviously the fruit of it is far greater than what you're doing. But either way, I remember I called my husband. I was at home and I told him, I left and this is my plan or whatever. And he was so happy. Oh my goodness. He had already foreseen this. I had never had so much support to launch my business. I remember I went into a place of fasting and prayer. I did not tell anybody that this was my next move. People were asking me, oh, so when are you going to go back to work? Because, I was getting around my maternity leave time with my daughter. And I just kind of didn't answer the question. I was just like, we'll see. Because I already knew I wasn't going back because I was already in the process. Like I had already was financially paying for LLCs. I was already going to meet with different people to look at office spaces. I was already going through the process. I was working on my website. I even hired an assistant that I had for about a year to 2 years. And she really helped me with the decor of my office. She really helped me with my WAP website launch. She helped me with creating contracts. She helped me with, you know, that process. And it was a full-on faith walk. But even in still, I had my daughter, I had the baby, and I was scheduled to start work right after the 6 week mark. So even in that mean postpartum time, I'm still prepping to launch my business. So I'm taking my daughter with me to these different places to buy furniture. I mean, she was my running mate, like, girl, we got to go do this. Okay. And so I had this baby in the stroller and pushing her around and we're figuring it out together. And I just had, and it was crazy with all of the nervousness of doing that. I felt the conviction of the amen of the Lord. Like, I knew God had my back and it was favor financially with doing things. It was favor. Mind you, I did not have one client. I did not have, and I was at the point back then in my business where that was the sole source of my income was my sessions. So at that point, it was like, Lord, I'm spending my own money. Okay. All right. Let me give you guys another tip. I didn't pay myself for the first year of my business because the business has to have revenue. It needs to have a cash flow. It needs to have some type of system. So, I didn't pay myself. Everything I made went into the business bank account and only small bits came out to keep the business afloat. Okay. I wasn't at a particular place yet. I didn't have a reputation. I did not have a name. I had not built anything as of yet. And I'm telling you this part because during that time, once I officially launched, I remember maybe a day before the first day of work, I started to get emails rolling in from people who wanted to book with me. And I remember, like, God, I know you're real, because it was an 11:59 type of miracle. Okay. Because I had been promoting and putting it out there and hadn't heard anything. You know, I'm casting my net. Okay. I'm casting my net and not catching any fish. And 24 hours before I'm supposed to show up to my office and start taking clients, I start getting emails. And as I was going, word of mouth started happening. People started passing around my business cards, that whole thing. And I started to gain in that traction and that client retention. But during that time, I knew nothing about business. And I had this mindset that kingdom business was the same thing as just regular business. Kingdom entrepreneurship was the same thing as regular entrepreneurship. And it's not. Just how me living my life as a kingdom woman doesn't live, it's not the same as just living my life like any other woman. It's not. Being a kingdom mother is not the same thing as just being somebody's mama. Okay. Being a godly wife is not the same thing as just being somebody's wife. Okay. And the standard of Christ is seated above all of those different things. And so a mistake I made was I bought every business book you can think of. I was always paying a lot of money to get into these different coaching ticket programs that teach you more and more about establishing your business. I was always watching videos. I was in people's membership programs and groups and all that kind of stuff. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that I didn't get anything out of it. But what I am saying is the amount of confusion that was swirling during that time because of I was trying so many different strategies at one time. And let me keep it even more real with you. A lot of fields really function, if Christ is not a part of it, they function on the art of manipulation. My undergraduate degree is in communications, okay? So one thing that I had to almost take the meat and leave the bone on was manipulation. The media knows how to manipulate. They know the right pictures, the right terminology to use to make you consider an image that is not true. And nothing they said was a lie. Nothing they showed you was a lie, but it was a lie. You know what I mean? And so I had to learn to take the meat and leave the bone, even in my undergraduate college years of like, yeah, I'm not going to manipulate people to give people good media or to give people good art or to, you know, I, that's my character. That's my standard. That's my personal morale. But the average media professional, they have learned how to twist things, twist words, twist whatever, any different interviews to create a story that's not 100% authentic. And so even when I got into business, let me tell you, the same is true. So many gimmicks to trick people out of their money is the normalcy of business in the world. You know it's not a quality product. You don't even believe in this, but you're going to sell it anyway. You're going to do it anyway. Okay? And I think that's the beginning right there, understanding that kingdom entrepreneurship is a different ball game because it considers who the King of Kings, right? And so I was reading and listening everything, and I was not actually listening for someone who was like-minded. I was not picking up content that was biblically based. I was not using the word of God as a foundation. And above all, I was not seeking the Lord the way that I believe that I should have. And I believe that God was just merciful with me because I had just got started and he knew how much it took out of me to take that risk on him. Okay. So in those stages, I made that mistake. Okay. And over time, it was a lot of people I stopped listening to, a lot of programs I stopped paying for, a lot of things I was no longer participating in. Okay. And I really began to seek God as my true CEO. I began to seek God when it came to what books to buy, what programs to watch, what people to listen to. I really began to create that shift. So the first point I want you to write down, if you're taking notes with this, is that you have to pivot where it is that you're eating. See, I have to eat from people who are like-minded. I have to. How many times when you go look for teaching on kingdom entrepreneurship, do you look for kingdom men and women? People that are rooted in the word of God? Or how much do you just feel like it's all the same thing in the same box, in the same world, in the same way? It's not. See, a kingdom entrepreneur is going to talk to you about fasting and reaping, sowing and reaping. But a non-kingdom entrepreneur is going to tell you, don't waste your money and skim here and skim there. You know what I mean? And this is how you get them. And this is how you got to keep. Because that's the thing. If I manipulate you once to get you, then I have to keep manipulating you to keep you. And that gets exhausting. That wears on the psyche. That wears on you emotionally. If I begin to do that, that's going to begin a war against my character. It's going to begin a war against my identity in Christ Jesus. And overall, it's going to begin to wear on me. But guess what? I got money. I got clientele. I got all the different things. But man, I don't have Christ. I don't have what matters. As opposed to kingdom entrepreneurship. See, the Bible says the blessing of the Lord comes with no added sorrow. Okay. So that means that you can have blessings in your life from the enemy. You can have blessings in your life that you stole and that you tricked and that you manipulated to get. But guess what? There will always be sorrow added. There will always be sorrow added. That's the hard truth. But we serve a God that wants to give you the blessing without the sorrow. It's not that you won't have to work hard. It's not that you won't have to work smart. It's not that you won't have to work intentionally. But what it does mean is that I know that everything that I gain, everything that I partner with God for, everything that I believe for, when I earn it, it's mine without worry, without sorrow, without looking over my shoulder. I get to enjoy it. I get to build with God. So you got to pivot where you eat. Don't just type in entrepreneurship, business teaching, Christian business teaching. The power is in the Christian. The power is in the kingdom. The power is in God. Look for people who are showing you how to do it his way. Look for books that are biblically based. Look like I'm gonna just keep it real. Many people are not that they think, oh yeah, it's all business. No, some people's entire goal is just money. And they don't care who they hurt or what they hurt or what they damage in the way to get it. And that's all they have to give you. That's all they have. That's their strategy. That's their gimmick. That's their plan. Some people are like, oh my God, I want their level of success. No. You don't know the price that they're paying for that level of success. Some of them are ready to commit suicide tomorrow, ready to jump off a cliff tomorrow. No peace, no security, family broken. One of the best things that ever happened to me in my career is my husband and my children. That's not kingdom thinking. Most people in the world think, no. Don't have a family. Don't have kids, because it's going to ruin and slow down business for you. And it's quite the opposite in the kingdom. God created that opportunity to be a blessing to your family, to your home, to your lifestyle, to your livelihood. Okay. The next thing you have to understand is that who is the true CEO of your company? Whatever it is you do, if you do hair, if you do nails, if you own any type of service-based business, if you write books, if you, whatever you do, you sell earrings, girl, you, whatever it is, who is the authentic CEO? See, Samantha Grimes is the CEO of SGLS, yes, but I'm the CEO on paper. God's the real CEO. And so how do I function if I actually believe that God is my authentic CEO? I can't make certain moves outside of him. So there's certain moves I can make outside of him because that is in my job description. Like if I work for a company and let's say I'm a VP, there is certain rank that I have to where there's certain things that are already functioning. I already approve and keep going or whatever. But anytime it's time to create a new system, do something dramatic in the company, who I cannot just make the decision on my own. I cannot ignore the CEO. Anybody that runs a company, even if you have a staff, you have to meet with your staff on a regular basis. And as you're meeting with your staff on a regular basis, they're bringing to you different ideas and strategies and vision, and you have to okay or not okay. You have to sign off on everything. You are the CEO. Whatever happens is on the CEO. If it goes bad, he's the face of the company. She's the face of the company. It blows up on them. And if it goes good, the whole company gets the credit. So for some of you, man, how many business meetings are you having with your CEO? How many conversations are you having with your CEO? How often do you let the CEO make the decision, even if you think you have a better idea, even if you can't like see how this is going to be successful or how it's going to grow? There's a man, it was on YouTube. He shared a testimony of how he had struggled in his business for many years. And then he got saved and the Lord revealed to him the law of sowing and reaping. And the Lord told him to sow this insane seed. When I say insane, I mean it was a large amount of money into this church. And he didn't see the point. But after he sowed it, what the amount of fruitfulness that hit his business was insane. It was insane. And he just began to keep that system going. I read a book called The Atomic Habits, and it talked about the difference between creating goals and creating systems. See, a goal is something that we have like, girl, I want to fit into that dress next week. A goal is, girl, I'm trying to have a real good hair day this weekend. A goal is, I'm trying to finish this sandwich. Like, those are goals. But a system is something that you have set in place so that you don't have to think about it anymore. And all you do, if you see the system not working, is you go back to that same system and you begin to tweak it. That's it. So how many of you have developed a system of talking to God about your business? How many have you have developed a system of sitting and waiting on God and letting God give you strategic instructions when it comes to marketing, when it comes to how often you market, how often you create content, how often you meet, how often you do this, what are your contracts looking like? Lord, are we shifting? Are we moving because the seasons have changed? What are we doing here? What are we doing there? Like, how often have you actually let the CEO legislate and govern the different aspects of your company? Sometimes the reason that we may be struggling as a kingdom entrepreneur is because you're not inviting the kingdom into your entrepreneurship journey, meaning you're not inviting the king and letting his domain be where your business is established. Who is the true CEO of your company? Where are you eating to get ideas and to get strategy and get vision? Even if I'm eating at this person, you know what I mean? I'm going to take their advice automatically because they're Christian. I'm going to write down what they're saying. I'm going to receive it. And then I'm going to submit it to my king. You tell me if this is a good idea. You tell me if I should move out on this. Listen, some of y'all, I want to be honest. God wants you to get stronger in hearing his voice because it don't take him 2 weeks to answer you. Sometimes he'll say yes or no right there. Sometimes you'll wait a day or two. Sometimes he'll make you wait a long time. Sometimes he'll call you to a fast. You just don't know. But just understand that I'm not moving without my CEO. How many of you have gone to God about what the vision and mission statement of your company should be? Because this is what you think the business is going to look like. Listen, there are things my business is doing now that I did not foresee. I had no idea. It wasn't a part of my plan. I thought the company was going this way, but God was like, no, it's going that way. I'm going to do this. I'm going to expand your mindset. I'm going to expand your territory. And my last point that I want to make before we log it on off is that you have to understand is that purpose precedes profitability. And what do I mean? I am not saying you should not desire to be profitable. What is the point of being in business outside of profitability? Like, it's like saying, I don't want to talk about money and you're in business. That's crazy. That's kind of like the whole, be a freebie ministry then if you're going to do that. But you in business. Y'all, my hair is curling back up. You're in business. So we talk about money. We talk about the exchange of money. We figure out how to use money to make money, to work, to make us more money. But what has to be number one is purpose. So many of you, the reason why you may be struggling in your business is because you're not purposed to be here. That's why I didn't have any peace. I wasn't where I was supposed to be. You weren't made for this. Some people are just gifted. Let me just keep it real. Some people are just gifted. So whatever they land their hands to, it's powerful. But that does not mean that that's what they're supposed to be doing. Now, some people are called to do a lot of things. Listen, I am one of those people. I am called to do a lot of things, more than I even expected sometimes. But there are other things that I probably could do that I know I'm not called to. You won't see me pursuing that. You won't. That's the thing. If you're called to business, if you're purposed, not just for business, but for this business. Some people just want to be in entrepreneurship so bad they're trying everything. Girl, I'm going to sell bracelets. Girl, I'm going to make earrings. Girl, I'm going to start selling food. Girl, I'm going to open up a restaurant. And they're all over the place because they don't understand, okay, I have not gone to the one who created me, who can tell me what I actually am created for, what I'm actually created to do, what I'm actually, you know, I haven't done that yet. So because I haven't done that yet, I'm all over the place. Sometimes the first thing you gotta say is, God, what have you purposed me for? Because that's what's gonna have to hold you when the profitability has not come in yet. That's what's gonna have to hold you when you go through the peaks and the valleys of business, times that you have an abundance of clients or customers or whatever it is that you're in need of, or when you have very little, when it's booming and when it's slowed down. God can consistently keep you across the board. He can keep you successful for the rest of your life. But what if he has a season where he wants to build something in you and he allows something to decline in your life because of what he is trying to build in you? Then what? Then what? Purpose has to precede profitability. This on a good day. On a bad day, on a day I feel like it, on a day I don't feel like it. This is what I'm purposed to do. This is one of the things that I was created for. I had a professor, I've told this story before on my podcast. I had a professor in college. It was the first time anybody ever made me think like this, because everybody else was always focused on, girl, I'm going to be paid. This the major right here. You get a job real quick. That's how they talked in college. And I remember my professor, he passed, God rest his soul. He said to me, Samantha, what is the one thing in the world that if you had to get up really early in the morning and you got home really late at night and you got paid barely nothing, but you would do it in your sleep? What is it? And I did not have an answer for him. He said, now that's the thing you got to pursue. The only thing that's going to make you rise up like that and keep going is the thing that you were knitted in your mother's womb to do. And I'm not saying that that thing won't change. I'm not saying that that thing won't evolve into something else. But whatever it is, man, purpose has to precede profitability. Purpose is what's going to lead you to profitability. Purpose is going to cause you to critically think. Purpose is going to cause you to take more time and energy and to care about it in a way that maybe you have not cared about it before. Purpose is what's going to lead you to have good work ethic. Purpose is what's going to lead, and what's going to lead purpose? Christ. So family, that's all that I have for you today. I just wanted to introduce our topic, which is kingdom entrepreneurship. And we're going to get into a lot of very different conversations this season. I'm going to bring in some guests this season. So we're going to get some other talks going on, and I'm excited. So listen, do me a favor, go ahead and subscribe to this on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at Samantha Grimes TV if you want to watch us in video form as well. And yeah, join our family. All right, guys, I love you so much. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.